Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On tonight, we're going to have our top 11 gospel artist songs, and we're going to go way back, but we know that we still serve the same God that our ancestors served back in then. Amen. And we're going to pray unto God, and we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and we're going to have a hallelujah time in the Lord. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth upon the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Now let us get into the very presence of God. We're going to pray unto God, and then we are going to listen to our top 11 gospel artists on the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted that each and every one of you is on the line tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. So let us pray. Let us get into the unction and the Spirit of God. And once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in your presence, Lord, thanking you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and thanking you for starting us on our way, Lord. You gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord, and you helped us, Lord, and you kept us, Lord. You are God, and besides you, there is none other, Lord. We lift up our eyes unto you. We lift up our hearts unto you. We lift up our hands, Lord, and we praise your holy name, Lord. Lord, we walk with you, Heavenly Father. We walk behind you because you are our leader. You're El Shaddai Elohim, Lord Jesus. We realize and understand that you are the God, and besides you, there is none other. Lord, we realize that you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the revelation. We thank you for the advanced blessings. We thank you for your praises. We thank you for your protection, Lord. And we thank you for your grace, mercy, and favor, Lord. We ask that you continue to crown this head from the top to the bottom, Lord. And that you continue to send the blessing that you have, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we ask that you raise men and women of standard, Heavenly Father, where we would do your holy and righteous will, Lord. We ask that you pick us up, Heavenly Father, where we're down, Heavenly Father, and would you help us to be the vessels and the instruments for you, Lord. We realize and understand that you are God, Lord, and besides you, there is none other, Lord. We realize that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And we want to continue to praise and uplift your name because we know that you are powerful. We know that you are mighty, Lord. We know that you are the God, and besides you, Lord, we know that you can do everything great and wonderful, Lord. We ask that you continue to give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and that you help our feet and our hearts and our minds, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for making us the people that you would have us to be, Lord. We thank you for moving us and advancing us, Lord. We ask that you continue to use our hands for service, to continue to bless our feet to walk in the path of righteousness and in your will, Lord. We ask that our ears continue to listen to your word, your holy and magnificent word, Lord. And we humbly submit ourselves unto you, Lord, We embark on great things, Lord, and we know that you are in control. And we ask that you continue to just help, bless, and keep us, Lord, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That was The Center of My Joy by Mr. Richard Smallwood. And now we're going to get into Love's Top 11 Gospel Hits. We're going to hear This Place by Sister Tamala Mann, followed by Jesus by Pastor Shirley Caesar. Then we're going to listen to God Has Smiled on Me by the late Reverend James Cleveland.
I found you.
I never thought
I'd be in
fighting.
Jesus. Oh, and my trouble surrounds me, and I didn't have to despair. Lord, you know you told me that you'd be right there. It seemed like all my problems, they just be gone. I'm not gonna worry about it no more.
Cause of all my joy. Unto my path is he. Without him I would fall. I don't know what he is to you. Oh, but to me he's my all in all. Thank you, Jesus.
She's speaking about the place that God has set before us, the will of God. Then we heard from Pastor Shirley Caesar singing Jesus. Oh, how I love calling your name. They said that the devils tremble at the sound of that name, amen? And when we call on Jesus, guess what? He answers because we serve a mighty, mighty, mighty Jesus Christ. Then we heard God has smiled on me. Why has God smiled? Because we're continuously being obedient unto the Lord, and he's continuously smiling upon us. Amen. And it's not just his blessings, but it's his favor and it's his grace for keeping us, amen, alive. Next, we're going to move a little bit higher. We're going to move higher with Falling in Love with Jesus by Mr. Jonathan Butler, followed by He's an On Time God. Amen. How many of you know that God is on time? You may not come when you want him to, but he'll be there right on time. So Sister Dottie Peep is going to tell us he's an on time God. Then we're going to hear from Pastor Betty Keller. You can make it. You can make what? You can make anything. Amen. God says that he can bring you out of anything. He says he can bring you through things. He says he can bring you to things. Amen. To your blessing. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus was the best thing ever done. The best thing I've ever never dead. Connected, no, no.
Oh, God won't let
the God that I serve. He's gonna show you just what to do. You can make it. I know in my sanctified heart you can make it.
Oh!
we're moving higher and higher with the love of Jesus ministry. When Jesus shines with love, and you heard for yourself, Falling in Love with Jesus by Mr. Jonathan Butler. And I tell you what, you know, when I was baptized at the age of 6 and I began to really know who God was and I began to study my Bible, and as I grew older and older and older, the more I fell in love with Jesus because he was authentic. And because he was authentic, I was able to go to God in prayer. I was able to express my thoughts to God because he is a God who listens. He is a God who is able. He is a God who proved himself over and over and over again that he is God and besides him there is none other. So that was Falling in Love with Jesus by Mr. Jonathan Butler. Then we listened to Sister Dottie People. She said he's an on-time God. How many of you know that when you pray, you want God to come down. You want him to dispense down from heaven right then. But God is already with you. Amen. And he says that you have a little ways to go before you get to his glory. Remember, we talked about the glory of God. Amen. And so God says that he is taking you to your destiny, and he's an on-time God. Amen. So God is never tardy. He's never late. Amen. He comes in his own time, but he is right on time. That was Sister Dottie Peoples. Then we heard from Reverend Betty Griffin. She said, you can make it. Amen. And many times we go through the storms of life. We go through trials and tribulations. But she said that you can make it no matter what. There is no problem that is bigger than God. There is no mountain that's larger than God. There is no valley that's narrow than God. God is our mountain, and he is our valley. He is Alpha and our Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And so you can make it. Amen. You can make the rest of this week. Amen. You can make whatever you're going through, you can make that 26-mile run, amen. You can make that move, amen. Whatever you're going to do, God says you can make it, amen. And now we're getting ready to continue to run on, amen, and see what the end is going to be. You're going to hear Near the Cross by Sister Dorothy Norwood. Then you're going to hear He Was There All the Time. Sometimes we feel like God is not present, but God says he is present, amen. When we call the roll, we may not hear the voice of God, but God is present and in place. Amen. Then we're going to hear on Work On Me by the late Sister Albertina Walker. And then I'm going to come with you with two more songs that builds up the relationship with Jesus Christ so you can have a relationship with him so that you can go unto Christ and let him know troubles. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and I hope and I know that you are being blessed by these people of God on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
I just want to sing a good old song that'll get me in the spirit. Is that all right? Somebody knows this song. It says, Jesus keeps me near the cross. Yeah, Dad. Let that touch me now. saying is tonight, I'll watch, and I'm going to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I will. Oh, I'm a hoping, and I'm trusting, trusting God. I'm gonna reach that goal. I'm going home after a while to that goal. Let me pray somewhere else. Yeah. Anybody wanna go? Let me see your hands.
The Lord was there.
Jesus was there.
In the morning, in the noonday,
Line, but we still have two more songs left. But you heard Near the Cross by Sister Dorothy Norwood. Amen. And how many of you know that Near the Cross means that the Word of God is in our hearts and we are near the cross because Jesus keeps us near the cross. Then we heard He Was There All the Time by the Reverend James Moore. Sometimes we think God is not with us, but God says, I will be with you. Amen. And so we have an assurance that God is always with us. Then we heard from the late Albertina Walker. She says, work on me. And she's talking about her mind and her heart. And the way that we are able to receive people, she says, we are a work in progress. Work on me. How many of you have that prayer? Amen. Work on me, because why? None of us are perfect. Amen. 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 And now before I play these two songs, I want to go ahead and I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. If you do not have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I encourage you, I almost beg you, to have a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You always have to have the Word of God and put on the full armor of God as you go out about your way, because you never know what the world has to offer for you. And God says, always put on the garment, adorn yourself with the Word of God. Amen. Always adorn yourself with the Word of God. Amen. Adorn yourself with the Word of God. And next, we're moving a little bit higher, and we're getting ready to cross the finish line. Amen. Because we're going to listen to the late Reverend Clay Evans. There is room at the cross for you. Amen. If you have not given your life unto Christ, this is your time to do so. You don't have to be in an edifice. You don't have to be in a luxurious church. You don't have to be in front of millions of people. God says that He's saving people right where they are. He's saving people in their homes. He's saving people in their cars. He's saving people on the job. Amen. He's saving people right where they are. So if you are one of those individuals who want to say, yes, Lord, if you want to tell the Lord yes today, go ahead and say yes, Lord, and receive the Lord and receive the power and His will and His strength to bring you through whatever you're going through. But not only to be your El Shaddai, Elohim, but allow Him to be your Jesus Christ and your Lord and Savior, and walk with Him each and every day of your life. Will you be perfect? No, we do not reach perfection until death, but God says that there is room for you at the cross. And we're going to listen to the late Reverend Clay Evans. Then we're going to end with Tomorrow by the Whining Brothers. And many of us, we put off things that we should do today, and we say we'll do it tomorrow as far as the spiritual kingdom is concerned. God says, come today, because tomorrow is not promise. He says He comes like a thief in the night. Amen. And God says that no man or woman knows the day nor the hour in which He comes. So it's very important that you submit yourself unto God today, because we never know about tomorrow. But one thing we do know is we have this very second to come unto Christ. So as we get ready to cross the finish line and conclude the Love Lift Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love, I want you to understand that there is room at the cross, and I want you to understand that tomorrow may be too late. Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love.
Those who come to Him will in no wise cast them out. And at the cross, hallelujah, 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 nothing Christ, hallelujah. Ain't no big eyes that look you. Some folks may not want you, but to every prostitute, every drug addict, every wino, there's room. And that don't just make you feel good. Look over there and tell somebody that there is room. Let me say it one more time.
please take my hand, and you say, I will be followed. Jesus said, I am he who supplies all your needs, and you say, I know, but tomorrow.
So you heard, there is room at the cross for you by the late Reverend Clay Evans. Then you heard Tomorrow from the Whining Brothers. And I tell you, once you meet God, you will never, ever be the same. Amen. So I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank God, my family, and my friends for tuning in to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, Coach Love, Alfreda Love, Free to the E Love. And I just really, really, really love your company. And be sure to bring someone with you the next time. And be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, authors, actors, actress. Please, please, please Facebook Alfreda Love. That is AlFredaLove, or FredaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I am going to take pictures and write about a particular event that's going on in the summer. And I'm not going to reveal what event that will be, but be sure to stay tuned on the page so that you will know what event will take place. You're going to hear some music in the background. In addition to that, just continue to trust God and believe in God. Continue to pray for your family. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line. Pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself. And pray for those you know and those you do not know. In addition to that, just stay encouraged and be in God. And just mark your calendars so far for the second Saturday in June, as we will have a youth talent show. In addition to that, continue to just pray for our youths, and pray for their parents and their grandparents and their aunties and their uncles. Just pray for our youth, and pray for yourselves as well. I want to leave you with something. I didn't know I was going to say this, but as God is revealing this unto me, God is a God that He will carry through everything He has promised you. We walk by faith and not by sight. So if you don't see what you're looking for right now, God says, keep walking, because Jesus is love. Amen. He won't let you down. And basically, the song is giving everything that God wants you to know. And God belongs to us. He is our Father. He is our shepherd forever in our hearts, because that's what God looks at. I want you to listen to this song here. And you have to walk on. It doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter what comes or goes. You have to walk on through temptations. And that includes people. That includes events. Because Jesus is love, and his wisdom will be our helping hand. Uh-huh. But we know the truth. And this world shall be our salvation. Yeah, because salvation is free. And we're going to lift up our hearts, and we're going to be thankful and praise God, because Jesus, amen, he's love. And guess what? I've learned that he won't let you down, because I know I belong to God, and guess what? Jesus is mine. How long will he be mine? Forever. Jesus is love. Everything that God does, he does it because he loves you. And I know that Jesus is mine. He's mine. Mine. Forever. Where? Oh, in my heart. Where? Deep, deep, deep. Deep in my heart. I know. Power, his love's the glory, glory forever, ever and ever. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to follow Jesus. Wherever you lead me, I don't mind. Come on. We want to talk with Jesus. Jesus is love. That's something I know. And if you ask, I'll show. Love is the word. Forever, ever, never. Jesus, who can bring his joy? Jesus. Jesus. Oh, whatever you need God to do, he can do it. Jesus. Just whatever, but guess what? We all know that Jesus is love. Amen. And so those were some encouraging words. And we want to bless on tonight these gospel artists, Sister Tamala Mann, Brother Jonathan Butler, Pastor Shirley Caesar, Reverend James Cleveland, Sister Dottie Peoples, Pastor Betty Griffin Keller, Sister Dorothy Norwood, Reverend James Moore, the late Sister Albertina Walker, We want to thank the late Reverend Clay Evans, and we want to thank the Whining Brothers for their ministry on tonight. And guess what? Some of you may say some of these people are deceased, and that's correct. But guess what? Their inheritance goes to their families, and their families still need the blessing of God, even in this time when they are missing their loved ones, such as the late Reverend James Cleveland, such as the late Sister Albertina Walker. These individuals, their families are still reaping the benefits of our prayers, and the prayers of the righteous avail much. We want to make sure we pray for the bereaved families. We want to make sure we pray for those families who are in need. Amen. And I want to end, as the Lord is showing me, I have to be obedient unto God. We're going to end with the instrumental, and this particular instrumental is this particular song we want to end with. Is Lord, I love you. Let's see here. We're going to actually end with, give me just a second. I Love the Lord by the late Whitney Houston. And we're going to pray unto God as we close out this particular ministry. I Love the Lord. And then the next song you will hear after I Love the Lord by the late Whitney Houston is our concluding song for the Love of Jesus ministry. I want to thank you in advance for tuning in at this particular hour on tonight. So we're going to end with a prayer, and then we're going to have our final concluding song. And as I said before, as one of our guests mentioned, is that God is good and he is on the throne and he is worthy to be praised. So you may hear a commercial, and you may not, but we're going to listen to Whitney Houston, I Love the Lord, and we're going to pray unto God. And I want you to really think about what you need prayer for. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this particular ministry, Lord. We thank you for each guest who was able to give their views. We thank you for each thing that you've done, Lord, each special thing, Lord. Lord Jesus, we come to you because there are some individuals who have lost their loved ones, Lord. There are some people who are going through different trying times, and we ask, would you bring them out of the darkness into the marvelous light, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for each person, Lord, and we thank you for each prayer that was rendered, and we thank you for each seed that was planted, Heavenly Father. And we ask that it continue to fall on fresh ground, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless this particular week in a particular manner, Lord. Terrific Tuesday, Lord, Winning Wednesday, terrific Thursday, and fabulous Friday. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for everything that we've had the opportunity to experience, Lord. We thank you for the hills and the valleys, Lord. And we thank you for just being there for us, Lord, and being the God who loves his people, Lord. And we thank you for the higher heights that you're taking this ministry, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity that just came through, Lord. We thank you for the blessings, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for the overflow, the abundance, Lord, the doors that are opening, Lord, the chains that are being broken, the yokes that are being broken, Lord. Jesus, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you clear our minds and our hearts, Lord, and bless our hands to open up what we give instead of to always take, Lord. Would you bless our eyes to see your glory? Would you bless our mouth to continue to praise you, Lord, in spite of, Lord, whatever it is, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, would you crown our heads from the top to the bottom and give us wisdom, Lord. We ask that each terrain that we step in, Lord, would there be a terrain that you would help us to just be successful, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the understanding that surpasses all knowledge, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you continue to just help us to disseminate the word and be faithful unto you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, as this late Whitney Houston sing, Lord. We ask that you bless her daughter, Heavenly Father. Whatever your will is, Lord, we accept it, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the life, Lord. We thank you for the renewal. We thank you for the strength. We thank you for the spirit, Lord. We ask that you continue to dwell among us, Heavenly Father. Would you bless this ministry? Would you bless the people of the ministry, Lord? Would you help us to continue to magnify and edify who you are, Lord? Would you bless us, Lord, in a particular manner? Would you keep us, Lord, and help us to continue to just do everything you ask us to do and help us to be obedient? And, Lord, we ask that as we relinquish this prayer that we are never out of your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.